USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The portion of the Surfside condominium tower that remains standing after its partial collapse will be demolished on Sunday night. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava announcing at a news conference that prep work on the remaining section of the tower had been completed, and the demolition is expected to come before 3 a.m. Eastern Monday morning. The search and rescue mission has been suspended as demolition crews prepared the site. Workers will resume the search as soon as the site is declared safe after the demolition. And more than 150,000 people have evacuated from eastern Cuba as Tropical Storm Elsa approaches the island. The storm killed three people as it passed by the Dominican Republic and island of St. Lucia. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is expected to weaken as it passes over central Cuba, where heavy flooding is possible. The storm is forecast to turn towards Florida on Monday and threaten the west coast of the state on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
The Border Patrol says their agents encountered 5,800 illegal immigrants per day in the month of May, with similar levels expected when June's numbers are released. Congressman Buddy Carter says numbers like that are proof of the disaster at the border. The Georgia Republican was one of a group of GOP lawmakers who joined former President Trump last week on a tour of the border in Texas. He tells Fox News that the crisis he witnessed was created by the policies of the Biden administration.
Well, no question about it. We got a full-blown disaster at the border. It's a humanitarian disaster. It's a national security disaster. And Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, if they want to know what created this, all they have to do is to look in the mirror, because what they'll see is their policies. Under the Trump administration, we have one of the most secure borders that we've ever had. Now the Biden administration has reversed those policies. They've reversed the construction of the wall. Now they're not constructing the wall at all. They reversed the stay in Mexico policy. Now they're trying to reverse Title 42. All of that has led to what we've witnessed here.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new world record set during a 4th of July tradition. Jeremy Scott has the details.
For the 14th time, defending champion Joey Jaws Chestnut took home the men's crown in Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest.
With 76, Nathan's hot dog.
Chestnut downing 76 dogs and buns in 10 minutes, one more than his record-setting feat last year. On the women's side, Michelle Lesko took the women's title, downing nearly 31 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Reigning women's champion and record holder Miki Sudo skipped this year because she's expecting a baby in a few weeks. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And for the first time in the 91-year history of the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, a player has been selected as both a pitcher and a hitter. Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels has been named the starting DH for the American League and was also elected as a starting pitcher. Ohtani leads the majors in home runs and will participate in Monday's home run derby. He also holds a 3-1 record as a starter with a 3.60 ERA and 83 strikeouts over 60 innings of work. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.